I listen to the Black Guy O-Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Black Guy O-Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
And we're live on a Sunday afternoon, ready to do some podcasting. And today, everyone's schedule is the same, okay? We're all stuck in the house if you're following the rules. And so we've been having a lot more guests lately. And since we were having guests, I was like, you know who we haven't had in a long time? We haven't had the crew from Hey You Know It.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Yeah, now we still listen to Hey You Know It.
We do.
Like it's been years at this point, but sometimes I was like, you forget that, oh yeah, I can just email this person and see if they want to come on. And we got Jaquetta from Hey You Know It on the show live with us. It's been a long time. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I'm sad that my partner can't be here. She has laryngitis, but she wants everybody to know that she does wash her legs.
Yeah, now if you're a white person that gets sick, you know, like, it's a lot of pressure out there to be like, listen, I'm not at these protests, okay? I respect everybody. I social distance, okay? I just have the allergies, okay?
Yeah, she's doing fine. So I just give a shout out to Katie Kazmir as my podcast partner. 10 years. We coming up on 10 years.
Congratulations.
You know, thank you.
That's so dope, man. I guess the last time we talked to you, it's been years, literally.
And it's
all my fault. It's nobody else's fault. And there's not like some secret beef or anything like that. I just literally am absent-minded and dumb, but. What have you guys been up to in the recent years?
Well, we have, like I said, we're almost on 10 years now. We're doing a lot of the same segments that we were doing at the beginning, like penis news, where we report on dicks in the news, scrotum stories, you know, stuff like that. But we also have an Elon Musk segment because he's ridiculous. You know, we cover Hallmark TV originals. And then, you know, lately we've been trying to, you know, we're not totally political, but it's hard not to be now with the foolishness that's going on. So we report on that a little bit too. But basically now we're doing it from home, which is, you know, it's fine. It's working out for us. We've got good sound quality, and we are just getting into the fact now that we can get anybody we want on the show because everybody's stuck at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. It's really a weird revelation to have. We were like sitting at home for like a month before. I was like, oh yeah. I guess they really don't have nothing else to do. Like, people are just making it now. So I'm glad people can come on. How are you doing in the you know, the quarantine, lockdown, social distancing era?
Well, I hate everybody anyway, and I usually work from home. So it's not so bad for me. I've been getting a lot of writing done, a lot of watching free trials on Netflix and chilling. My husband is here. He actually just finished teaching a sword class online in the next room.
Wow.
Legit, so sword, not ratchet.
He's
legit
doing it online, and which is even better. Like, I, you know, people, I think they hear the word sword ratchetness, they know obviously I'm very anti, you know, people running around with swords just all willy nilly, and they always skip over the fact that I'm for regulation. Yes. I'm for learning.
we are pro regulation.
Yeah, like, this is
safe swords,
right?
Safe swords, everybody.
Like, I need people to get trained. You know, a lot of you guys, you know, you watched The Last Jedi or something, and then you just think, I'm gonna like get a sword now, and that's not how any of this should work.
Right, you just go to a con and pick up a comic book and pick up a sword while you're there too.
It's not right. So I appreciate your husband's work. He's a pioneer in the teaching people not to cut off their friends' noses by accident.
Exactly.
You know, it's been years. He's never been a story on the show. So I feel like he's doing it right.
No, not once. He's, you know, he teaches samurai sword. And when he's not doing that, he's a civil rights attorney. So, you know, he's doing it okay.
Yeah. Is it like, so I know you brought up like the show, I know, is always kind of like this thin line between like, we don't want to be too political, but the world now is so political. Like, how's reconciling with that over the years? Like,
You know, we've pretty much been busting Trump's chops since he got into office because we just have to, shout it out. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I have a low expectation of people as it is, but I had to like get out a shovel, dig a hole, and put my lower expectations down up underneath that hole. Cause it's crazy. Even Obama had to say something.
I know. He had to say something. And he definitely is on that, like, him and Michelle are on that, like, we're trying our best to just yes. go to be positive and mm-hmm. to show people the change in the world they want to be. We want you to look at us and lead by example. And I feel like Obama's graduation speech he gave yesterday was basically a this motherfucker right here speech.
Yes, I read the transcript. I read the transcript. I was like, no, he did not. Like, some of that stuff seemed like it would be asides, but no, it was right in the text.
Yeah, yeah.
He put it right in there.
He was just straight up like, the people leading this country are trash. Okay.
Not even trying to lead. And this is what I was afraid of. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought that maybe, you know, like skim off the top, right. steal a little bit, but these people, they don't care. They're going for the whole hog from mm-hmm. day one. And they seem to be getting away with it.
They're so good at getting away with it by being so blatant. It's so funny. I feel like the entire, at first I felt it was like the government, but now I feel like it's the American populace.
Yes.
That everyone at this point, they're like, we kept going, we can't be shocked, we can't be shocked, but they keep doing shocking shit. And now I just feel like I'm in like Gone with the Wind where I'm just, what did he do? He fired another one. Like, I feel like that's me every Friday. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I have to give it up for those of you who don't know, my podcast partner Katie is white. And she is not shocked. Right. All right. So there are a few white people out there who know, who are like, oh my, mm-hmm. you know, like, okay, yeah, this is probably what was going to happen. And they see it happening. But yeah, you can't be shocked anymore. What are they going to do next?
I feel like the real ones know. It's like when white people do something racist, and I'm like, yo, this dude said the N word. And then the white, like a cool white person is always like, oh, they do that all the time. Like,
oh yeah,
like that's a Tuesday in Alabama.
As soon as you slip out the room, yeah, they drop that N-bomb.
Yeah, so they're like, yeah, I've been trying to tell you, okay, you gotta wake up. I'm like, damn, I gotta wake up. But yeah, it's crazy because you know, I feel like it's harder and harder to be like a apolitical show or to do like escapism or fantasy or comedy even without mm-hmm. kind of coming out and being like, all right, this motherfucker keep pushing it, guys, this is trash, you know. So
the reason why we try to say apolitical is just for our own peace of mind. I mean, I'm a very political person, my writing, the comedy, and as a teacher, I've been very political. And you know, we're trying to get together as two best friends having a good time.
Right.
And if it gets heated and political, we, you know, the podcast, instead of 45 minutes, it would be like 3 hours of just raving.
That's what we do. Drinking. Right. That's what we do. Okay.
I
feel like, you know, it's copyright infringement at this point. If people start getting drunk and talking about politics for 3 hours, I get a little left out. But,
and I've been at home. I don't know if this is happening to you guys or your listeners, but I read a lot anyway. And now I'm reading everything I can. I started mm-hmm. reading because you got to find out about the idiocy from the top. Right. So I read Bloomberg every day. I read The Economist. Like, you have to know. And they are going nuts too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting too, because the they call it doom scrolling, right? So like, yes. So like it's like a fine line between like, I'm reading for the show, I want to be educated on topics, I hate when I listen to a podcast and they obviously don't know what the fuck they're talking about, but they talk about it anyway, you know, like I hate mm-hmm. that, you know, like, oh, you know, coronavirus coming from 5G cell towers. I'm like, this motherfucker didn't look up nothing. So I don't even have
4G, I don't think.
Right. Yeah. I don't even want to, it's like only people with the new iPhones got it. Like, I don't want to be one of those people, but it is like a fine line between that and then like kind of taking care of yourself mentally where you're like,
right,
I don't want to like read everything to where like I'm afraid to leave my house to, you
yes.
know, check my mail, you know, so it's a fine line, but I'm glad to hear you're navigating it.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I mean, you know, I'm also collecting unemployment. And if you are not, because I'm a freelancer or something, if you're mm-hmm. not collecting unemployment, you need to go on and get it.
Get over
however your feelings are about it being socialism or whatever, and get that money.
Child, listen.
You put into it, they take it out your check every yes. single week mm-hmm. and don't blink twice.
Yeah. And then they tell you it's not, when you apply, they're like, this doesn't come from you. I'm like, well, where the hell did it come from then?
Right. And also like... with like the other thing too is like a lot of people having to do that right now, so mm-hmm. like of all the time, this is definitely not the time for pride. You need to go ahead and get your money. Okay, Like, even if it was a scam, I'd say get it. But I'm just saying, most of y'all, it's not even a scam right now. Go get that money that you put into that system and get your shit back. This was the everyday, like, that little note on your check that's always like, mm-hmm. unemployment insurance. This is it, guys.
This is the purpose.
It's no longer the case that you have to be a major corporation to get welfare. Now regular people can get it too.
Right.
Right.
All it took was a pandemic. Who knew?
No.
Yeah, in our state, man, I remember when I lost my job before, you know, we tried to monetize the podcast, was we had a Republican governor, mm-hmm. and they had changed mm-hmm. all the laws.
Yes, they did.
To where, like, the maximum you could get, it went from, like, say $600, so, like, say if I was making $1,000 every 2 weeks or whatever, every week or whatever, then they would give you, like, up to $600 at that time, right? Not the same, but still, like, hey,
yeah.
Cut back on some gas, you're not going out to eat as much, you're at least living. They cut it to like $350, I think.
And that's regardless of what kind of job you have previously had.
Right. So
really?
Yeah. Yes. And then after that, they switched it also from, it could be up to 2 years or 18 months, they switched it to 6 months. So you basically have 6 months of $350 a week to get a job, or that's it for your ass. And I remember when I first, you know, lost a job, being like, man, I don't know if I want to do the unemployment and stuff. And Karen was like, you gotta do it. And I was like, yeah. And I didn't know until that moment that I had that weird kind of pride in me to be like, I'm not gonna take this handout. I was like, what the fuck was that? Like, that
handout?
Yeah. That's like, I was like, who have I been hanging around that got into my brain?
You know what? I think in America, it is so many people have adopted, I work hard and other people are the people that are apply for unemployment. If they lose their job, it's therefore like a lot of people have bought into this myth. But that's not true. Most people that lose their job lose it by no fault of their own.
Right.
And so, like Roger just said, it's pride. It's people's pride that will not allow them. My thing is, you put into it, you paid for it, it is yours.
Right.
It is yours.
But also, what, like, all those years, so I always tell people I grew up in the unemployment office because my mother ran the employment services for our county. So I don't have a negative view of that kind of stuff. But for years as a gig employee, as a part-time employee, I was never able to collect. I was working. But even if I'm not collecting, I want y'all to get that money too.
Right.
Like, I don't care.
And I think the other thing that was weird to me psychologically is, at the time, I didn't think I was one of those people that really, because I've never been a person that felt like a job defined me. Like, maybe
me either.
Yeah, like, maybe this job, but you know what I'm saying? We work for us. Like, never when I was working for another person was I like, that's my pride. Like, I, listen, guys, I'm a logistics analyst, and let me tell you, this is how you make fries. You know, like, it never, none of that shit ever mattered to me. But when I did lose my job, it felt weird hanging with other people, like, that had jobs, and they're talking about job bullshit or whatever. And I'm just like, yeah, man, just applying for jobs or whatever. And so it was, the psychology of it, until you go through it, it's like you don't really know it. But absolutely, like, you have to go ahead and use that system.
Yeah, and the thing is, what they don't tell you, two things. One, to piggyback on what you were saying, it was 2 years. The state paid for 1 year and the federal government paid for another year.
Right.
Our state opted not to allow the federal government to pay for the extra year, which knocked it down to 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Classy.
Which is ridiculous.
Right.
Why?
Yeah, I mean, it's just meanness, especially because they're just printing up money anyway, so why be cheap with it? Come on.
Right. Like, as soon as the pandemic started, man, a lot of shit that, like, I'm not even a Bernie person or whatever, but a lot of the shit he was talking, I'm like, see, they could have did that shit. Like, cause they were just like, you know what? Maybe we should just give like $1 trillion to all the companies. I'm like, where'd y'all get $1 trillion from? I thought we was broke. I thought we didn't have McDonald's money. Okay, we got McDonald's money now. You know, crazy. Like,
you see the treasurer, Steve Munchen, or however you say it, Munchkin, whatever, holding up a big ass piece of paper with all those ones on it for somebody to cut it up later, just pass it out. At least now we get it first.
Right.
And I say, say, when you get this money, you better spend it before they realize it's worthless.
Listen, shout out to shout out to my girl Nancy Pelosi, because she's trying to, she like the she like the friend that work at McDonald's is trying to get you some apple pies in your bag. You know what I mean?
Extra plus, yeah.
Yeah, like all her plans, they not gonna happen because, you know, people didn't vote for Democrats in many other elections and jurisdictions, so we won't have a Senate that will be like, oh yeah, yeah, get that through. But her, her bills, when I be reading them, it's like, yes, okay, we about to get what now? Oh, freezing rent.
Why not?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is, with our country, that actually makes me upset. When you start reading the policies that other countries did that was going through this, they're like, okay, if they did $1 trillion, you know what's in that $1 trillion? We are paying you not to lay people off. That that's a piece of it. Because when it hit here, people immediately started losing their jobs. It wasn't, hey, let's do something to guarantee that people can still pay their. And also in some of these other packages, they were like, hey, people that own shit, here's some money to you so you won't kick people out.
Right.
like they're actually doing it from the top down. Because the thing is, if you want to stop this, you can't have all your people not working, all your people unemployed, the people that barely have your people, you know, people. And in Texas, they was like, we're going to start kicking people out. Okay, now you're going to have more people on the street spreading the disease. It's counterproductive to everything you're trying to do right now.
Mm-hmm. But it's because they're just mean.
Right.
And they think, I think they think this money is their money, is like personally their money. But again, you seen the dude holding up the piece of paper printed with money on it. It's actually that simple. I hate to say it. It makes me upset because we all work so hard for it.
Right.
But it's like, you know, just keep the printers running.
Right.
There you go.
It's crazy. I don't know. They be like, because we got to start the economy, y'all. It's going to mess up the economy. If we got to start the economy. I'm like, so you going to start it with people that are having and spreading a disease? How's that going to work? Like,
they will figure out a way to monetize that.
They're going to have to.
Yeah.
They're going to have to sell us some, like, cold tablets for COVID.
Yeah, every time you cough, they're going to charge you.
Right. Now, see, we could have had a vaccine, but what we got to first was some COVID-nol, okay? You take a little dab of this and you get your ass to work.
Yeah. And the thing, when I look at it, that makes me upset, particularly when I see the protesters, the people protesting the street.
Oh, Lord. I'm never going to go to Michigan. I've never been there, but I ain't going.
Yeah.
And you know what? I say, you know what, protesters? You're going to be the same people that's going to be mad in 6 months when COVID-19 is a pre-existing disease and they don't cover anything.
Mm. Yeah.
Because that's what's getting ready to happen. Insurance policy is going to be like, we're going to cover you for everything but coronavirus. We're not covering no funeral expenses, no nothing with corona. Like, that's what's getting ready to happen, because they're not one that's going to eat the cost. And that's why you need to vote people in office that make rules and policies to say, y'all can't do this shit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But they got to quickly shut down the postal system so we can't vote by mail.
Right.
But that's,
get that quick.
Y'all need to raise y'all prices. Why? Why exactly do they need to raise prices?
I don't know. These things are never going to make money. There's some stuff. And I'm a fiscally conservative person, a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I've been I was in education for 20 years, teaching, public transportation, healthcare. A lot of these things are never going to make any money. And that's just the way it is.
And that's what a government does. You can't privatize everything. Like, I understand the idea of, like, cooperating with private industry and stuff, but some of this shit is like, you can't.
How'd that work out?
Right, you can't make it. Right. And then, not to mention, the nigga that we have in charge is the worst at privatizing businesses. Like, all he do is be bankrupt.
In New York, I've been living in New York for over 2 decades now, and he is known for driving businesses into the ground.
That's what he does.
He don't pay people.
Listen, guys, if you haven't watched Netflix season one, I want to say it's like episode 4 or 5 of Dirty Money, and it's just about Trump. It's just like, who fucking watched this and wanted him in charge? Like,
I'm sorry, the whole series isn't just about him.
It should be. But it was not. Literally, like, because I want to say each episode might be an hour. Like, about every 30 to 40 seconds, you learn another jaw dropping, like, well, that sounds very incompetent. I wouldn't let this man run a McDonald's. And it's like, and then they gave him another $1 million. I'm like, for what?
Yeah, that's how it works. I've heard stories from people saying that they literally did construction work or were working on a job and they're like hunting him down just to try to get their pay. But you know what? The weird thing is, like, it's working for him. They call him Teflon Don for a reason.
Yeah, you know,
his skin is bulletproof as far as is he concerned, you know?
That's the one thing that's so weird, that all the people with the guns are on their side, because I'm like, why wouldn't if one of these motherfuckers just woke up one day, they'd be like, where's my money? You know what? I'm gonna see you. You gonna be somewhere, dog. You gonna be filming something and I'm gonna pop up.
Maybe we should send them some literature, some books or something.
Yeah, we gotta make them.
You know, like, at least one person's gotta read something, be like, what? Huh?
we gotta make them watch Dirty Money and shit. Like, hey, no, check out this episode, bro. I promise you. Matter of fact, you can keep your guns. I'm not even mad at you, but watch this episode.
Somebody in the chat room said they can't read. We can act it out for them.
Yeah.
A little white face play for them.
We would do some sock puppets up in this bitch. I need these people to understand the grift is happening from inside the house, okay? Oh my God. They be killing me with that. Like, let us go out and get COVID. I'm like, put the signs down and understand what's happening. You ain't got no job.
But they're protesting, let us go out. And I'm like, you are out.
I know.
Also,
like, you notice, like, the protests aren't really saying we want to go back to work. They say that, but then when they interview them, they're like, so what exactly you want? They be like, I won't get my hair done. I'm like, that's not you going to work. That's you putting someone else to work.
Yes. Right, because that's...
I want Juanita to come and clean my toilet.
Right.
That's what it's about. It's not about them going to work. It's about, I want to put other people to work.
Yeah. One dude was like, they did an interview on the show, this podcast called The Daily. It's a great podcast. Mm-hmm. And they interviewed this guy who was a Michigan protester, but he wasn't one of the protesters that was in the, like, you know, the people that got paid to protest and shit and the Facebook.
He was an organic protester.
Yeah, yeah. He ain't know. So he shows up thinking like, we gonna reopen the economy because my pest control business is, I'm not getting enough business right now. And we're gonna go out of business if we don't, you know, start, you know, pulling some of these restrictions back. And it's like, as they were talking to him, you're just like, wait a minute, dude. No one's gonna want pest control right now, period. No one's letting you in their house. It wouldn't matter if she said there's no restrictions on anybody. Who the hell got coronavirus because they wanted to get rid of the possum under the porch? The possum is there for the duration until something happens.
The possum can have a possum party, a crew, a record yes. label, and I'm like, you know what, possum? I'm just gonna have to zone you out.
No, we just gonna have to live with the roaches up here. It's fine.
Right. Come on. Like, until the COVID, until this is over, bro. I mean, we got to get used to some new things, okay?
Yeah, so. My pest control right now is a pair of clogs. Right. That's it. Like, if I see it, I smash it.
If I catch them slipping, y'all, it's over. Oh, man. But, yeah, man, so it's been a lot, man. There's all kinds of news happening, you know, and we're definitely going to get into it. But for the people that haven't heard it yet, can you tell everybody, like, about Hey You Know It and what it's about?
Oh, okay. So, Hey You Know It is a podcast where we're the only African-American, Polish-American female podcast out there. Mm-hmm. We cover issues the way we think it should be, and we tell you how we think it should be. We're once a week. We're free on iTunes and Stitcher, and then on a bunch of pirated sites. Sometimes I Google myself. I'm like, really? You know, right. Somebody is showing us over in, like, Lithuania. Fine, whatever, it's free. And we have different segments. We do advice on advice, where we find advice on the internet that stinks, it's unqualified, and we improve upon it by giving our advice on it. I said we do dick news, which people like. We sometimes do public nudity, feet, celebrity news, whatever kind of comes across our fancy. Also, we do tales from their campfire. We retell urban legends, fake lore, folklore. And then we have a woman who is a psychic and intuitive who comes on every once in a while. And she was just on a Bravo TV show.
Wow.
Called, like, Summer House, telling them what to do. It was interesting.
Yeah.
So it's like comedy stuff.
I love it because, like, it really, and it's still the same, but it really is like a get yourself a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm. It's okay? Really relaxing.
Throw on Hey You Know It and just listen mm-hmm. to the two friends dish on everything. You know, my favorite segment was the Jason Bateman segment. Like,
yes, I missed that.
Yeah.
We might bring him back because now it's like we were doing so much stuff on him at first that when you Googled him, we came up and you know his people were pissed.
Yeah.
They're like, who the fuck are these people talking about this guy? And then he wasn't doing anything for a while. We started talking about other people, but we might bring him back because now he's got Ozarks.
Yeah.
He's got some, and he's real thin again. I'm worried that boy's not having, he's not even drinking juice anymore. It's just sucking air through a straw.
He was on, he was on an HBO series, earlier this year. The Outsider. He was on The Outsider. And, you guys were the first people I thought of. I was like, now I can't think of him without being like, oh, hey, you know it. Like that, like some more Jason Bateman news.
We should go back to him then. Just, you know, we want him to have the coverage that he deserves.
I wonder if he stopped doing stuff because he was just like, they're on everything. Okay.
He's like, they roasted me. or if we kept talking about him, people were like, hey, what about that Bateman guy?
He was looking at it wrong. That was how, like, HBO hired him. They was like, you know,
we brought
what?
Him back.
I'm going to tell you who's getting real popular again. Jason Bateman. Okay. I was listening to a podcast the other day and people love Jason Bateman.
So especially Black and Polish Americans.
Yeah. Listen, big in those demographics. Okay. Yes. I'm talking about number one on those podcasts. So, y'all make sure y'all check it out. Like I said, it's such a dope show. So, and I'm glad you guys
do.
Are still
and I always say, if you have any advice that you want us to talk about, send that to us at heyyouknowwhat@gmail.com.
Yes.
We will roast that advice on the air.
They do advice on advice. And that's also an amazing segment because there's so much bad advice out here in the world. And, you know, I read it all the time. Like, what did we read the other day? A husband and wife wanted to sleep with her brother to do, cause she always had incest fantasies and role play that the husband and wife did, but then she wanted to actually sleep with her brother in some type of threesome with the husband. And he was like, I think the last line was something like, what should I do before this gets weird?
Huh? Before it gets weird.
What was like, it's already weird.
The real devil's three-way right there.
Like,
good Lord.
How much Game of Thrones have you watched, sir?
Right?
This is not
Give
good.
Give it a rest.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, you know it, guys. It's on all your podcast apps. Let's get into some news, guys. Lately, we've been starting with coronavirus news, okay? And we have different songs each time I search Spotify. On our new computer, by the way, which is moving super fast. I search Spotify and I just put coronavirus in the search, and whatever songs come up, I just play the ones we haven't played yet. I prefer songs that have explicit next to them because it means it's normally a rap.
Or country. It could be country.
Could be country.
They curse more. They curse more.
Today's, song is gonna be let's see, coronavirus freestyle.
Okay, they're not always good.
They're actually rarely good. But this one is coronavirus freestyle, staying in parentheses by Ben Yin. So
is it featuring anybody?
Not featuring anybody. It's 2 minutes long. So my prediction before we play this one feels like this might be one of those songs where he already had a freestyle.
Yes, and it's not going to be about coronavirus.
He says coronavirus like 3 times and then he called it coronavirus freestyle. But let's find out. Maybe he's educating the public, guys. All right, let me turn this up, Ben Yin.
Stay in all day, and no drinking Perrier. Now we can't go out and play, but I'ma get this bread anyway. I said I'm staying in all day, bitch. What you gotta say, bitch? Drinking Perrier, bitch. Grapefruit, that's the flavor, bitch. Fuck up out my way, bitch. Coughing in my face, bitch. Spray your mama crib up, got that Lysol on my waist, bitch. I know you like my flow, bitch. Fuck that rest of soap, bitch. She like, you wanna kick it with my friends? I'm like, no, bitch. I ain't got no FOMO. Sleeping like a coma. I can't trust your ass if you still sipping Corona. Staying in all day. Yeah. Drinking Perrier, sipping. I can't go out and play. Nah, but I'ma get this bread anyway. That's right. Hey.
keep your ass inside. What the fuck, you trying to die? You better sanitize. Don't touch your face, don't touch your eyes. I'm stacking toilet paper, trying to clean my ass cheeks. It's getting scary now, I hope they find that vaccine. My schedule's freed up for weeks, now I ain't made plans. I'm browsing Netflix, it's my third time watching Space Jam. Bring your dirty ass too close, you catch a backhand. Goddamn, why'd you have to eat that bat, man? So stay in all day. Damn. And I'm drinking Perrier. Yeah, we can't go out and play. But I'ma get this bread anyway.
Get that bread.
Alright. You know what, Binion? I stand corrected. That is a coronavirus bop, okay?
That is. Yeah, it's all right. I want to know how he's going to get that bread anyway, though. It didn't sound like he had any kind of work lined
right up. It didn't sound like, I don't know what he's doing, something online, maybe, but.
With the OnlyFans, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he's doing that. He's definitely not involving people. He said he's not coming to your parties. Mm-mm. Okay. Do not invite Ben Yin to your shindig. Okay.
He's not he ain't coming.
He said he's got the Lysol on his belt to spray everybody.
But his girlfriend is coughing in his face, so they need to self isolate for another 14 days.
Yeah, I'm gonna need him to stay away from people. But it sounds like he's doing a good job of that. So stay in all day. He has watched Space Jam 3 times on Netflix. Okay. So he's got a full.
There's other the Bebe's kids. I mean, there's other things out there.
Yeah, he must really just like Space Jam, you know.
Yes.
So all right. Oh, so coronavirus news, guys. It's happening out here in these streets. A Wisconsin nurse has been caught on video in a crowded bar without a mask.
What?
Yep. Shout out to
trumping it.
Just trumping it. Shout out to my man. To Wisconsin and the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court voted that down.
The governor said y'all need to stay at home, and the Supreme Court said we'll stay at home over our dead bodies, and he said yes, that's what I'm trying to prevent. So of course, because these people, what do they want, guys? They want the economy to start, they want to go back to work, okay? They need to
freedom.
Make money, they need freedom of speech. So what did they do when the Supreme Court overturned the ruling? They went to the bar.
The bars was packed.
Why? Went to the bar.
Breathing
no mask,
all over them waitresses.
No social distancing. Because, guys, freedom. That's why. Katie Kowski, a Wisconsin nurse, was filmed by local news WGN sitting at Lemansky's Pub in West Allis without a face mask. During her interview with WGN, she openly shared her name and occupation. I have a toddler at home and I'm a full-time nurse. It's been very stressful and hard to go out and be with my friends and family at the bars.
But
because of the virus, bitch.
Right.
Your whole job, you around people, breathing on people, taking in all types of shit, and you're like, I just miss my family.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, seems her.
It makes me angry that people are putting other people at risk with this shit. Look, I got plenty of beer and rosé up in here, and if I want to share it with somebody, Zoom, shout it out the window. Come
on. Like, if you don't hop on Zoom like everybody else. She did issue another statement because it seems like some pressure came down on her.
Mm-hmm. Probably lost
the hospital took some steps to educate people.
Her toddler was probably waving an angry fucking like a milk bottle, like, you bitch. Right. Trying to kill everybody up in here.
Now I can't have play dates.
Right?
Yeah. Give your ass.
So she released the following statement, guys.
Okay.
Given the intense media scrutiny I have received over these last 2 days regarding my decision Wednesday evening to go to my sister's bar to help with the opening, I decided to issue a public statement. First, while my priority was to support my sister in her attempt to restart her business, which has been devastated by this pandemic, I'd like to express my regret for not wearing a mask or practicing social distancing while there. It was a lapse in judgment on my part to not ensure I had my mask prior to leaving my house.
But you work with the hospital.
Lapse in judgment. That's who's going to be taking care of you while you're in the COVID ward, y'all. And to not maintain social distancing even during the interview requested by the reporter. As a nurse, I understand the fear and how important it is to practice safety measures.
No, you don't.
Not only at sites of care, but while away from work. I let my guard down and I apologize for making anyone feel uncomfortable or at risk. While I do not have any COVID-19 symptoms and there are no indications of exposure, out of an abundance of caution, I am voluntarily self-quarantining for the next 7 days as standard practice at my hospital. I will undergo screening before returning to work.
Of course you self-quarantine. You around all them goddamn people, and if nobody hadn't filmed you, you would have went back to work like it was no problem.
Right.
That's the scary part.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. A nurse.
Yep.
I don't know.
These are our frontline essential workers.
Right.
And I haven't, look, we got locked down March 16th, I think, in New York. Mm-hmm. I haven't been anywhere. Anywhere. Right.
Yeah, me same. Like, fuck that. Like, I do stuff by, like, they, like, the stuff they tell us, like, social distance, if you had to go to the store, try to get as much as you can in that run so you ain't gotta go back for a week, right. All that type of stuff.
And we tried to do that, but all the spots was booked. When you try to do it where they bring you the groceries. You're talking
about grocery delivery.
Yeah, grocery delivery. Yeah. All the spots is booked because everybody was like, I'm not going out there.
Right. Like, I, like, definitely follow the rules, man. I'm telling you, it's just, this stuff is gonna hit again in a couple weeks because of how many people are like, F that, I wanna get out the house.
Oh yeah.
And then you're gonna see,
oh yeah, it's
really
gonna be
panic.
Back. Do people have any idea how epidemics work? Like, while you're sitting at home worrying about your freedom, like, do a little Googling about how epidemics work.
Right. Oh.
Yeah, it ain't no joke. And a lot of times from my understanding, the second wave actually kills more people than the first one does. Like that's normally the pattern. And the thing is, now we're getting the numbers from kind of the end of April, top of May, and the end of this month, a lot of states opening up for Memorial Day weekend. And so then what's going to happen in June and July, you're going to start getting those numbers.
Yeah. But the question is, what the hell is Memorial Day weekend? That's not how you do something at a scientific. You can't be like, well, it's Memorial Day weekend, certainly by then. It makes no sense at all. It's arbitrary.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it makes people feel better when they quote unquote have a date, because that's thing people's thing right now. When is it? You just have to let it run its course. Like they say, a cold, you just have to let it run its course. What it's going to do, whatever it's going to do, and you're going to have to sit there and let it do it.
Texas began opening business May 1st. Now they're averaging 1,000 new cases of COVID-19 per day.
Ooh. Well, congratulations.
You taught the libs.
Yeah. You taught those libtards. You show them.
Ooh, your
how
own,
virus spreads.
You own me. I tell you that, buddy. You really.
Ooh, I learned my lesson.
Oh, man. I'm
going to go right back to my coastal elite bubble. Right. Just shut up.
Never felt this. What do I know? This embarrassed by the. You really exposed the fake news on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, and the thing is, they opened the first, but of course, it takes about a week to two weeks. So the cases started rising right as you hit that, like, 14th, about the 13th or 14th. So,
well, I'll tell you, in my neighborhood, and I live in a part of the Bronx, which is not that, dense. We have a lot of parks, a lot of open space as far as New York City is concerned.
Right.
We're not even trying to walk on the same side of the street.
Right.
As another motherfucker.
Listen, you know? Okay. Like, it's like, it's nice out here. Okay. It's warm. All this stuff. I'm treating this shit like the purge. If I see a group of motherfuckers I don't know or some people coming my way, it's like, you can have all the space. Okay. I'm just be out
the street.
I'm going to be way over here. Okay. Handle your business. All right.
I mean, I say it's nice out here from what I can see out the window. I hear right. It's nice. That's probably as close as I'm going to get to it. I have a dog. I take my dog out for a walk and we stay the fuck away right. From everybody else and their dogs. And the dogs are having a hard time because they're like, you know, what's happening?
And
I
y'all,
need to sniff.
And
I'm like,
y'all have so much public transportation, like,
right.
So it's not really,
I ain't been on it.
It's, right, exactly. So like it, down here, you know, everybody got their own car.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you really,
oh, yeah.
You know, you really feel that desperate, go hop in the car, ride your ass around somewhere and come back home.
Yeah.
You know, if it's, you know, I've done that a couple times, take my car to the, automated little car wash thing and let them, you know, wash my car from the outside without no people. Like, sure. I'll do something like that because it's like, at least I got out the house. I can't imagine just, I'm going to go to a party tonight. Like, what? Why?
I haven't seen my family in forever. Like, you know, my mama's like 80 years old. I was like, mama, I don't know when I'm gonna see you again. Roger's mama, she does my hair. I was like, you know what, I don't even know when you're gonna do my hair again, dog. Like, yeah. I'll be washing and conditioning it myself.
I'm so happy for my parents that, because they're not like the belligerent parents that you see sometimes. I'm going TJ Maxx, I don't care, you know, like, they're not like that. So, like, my mom today, she texted me and was like, dinner's on me today, and she made lasagna and salad and some other stuff, and then she came and dropped it off on this like tray we have outside, and they were wearing masks.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and then I had a computer to give them, so I like left the computer out there for my dad or whatever, and like, yeah, and my dad had the mask and stuff too. Like, I'm just glad I don't have to worry about them, cause I can't imagine going through this where you really look up and, you know.
They like, I'm going to church. What? Yeah. Why?
Well, right. Some people, like, I'm pretty lucky in that way too, cause I'm from a super rural area, like the Eastern Shore of Maryland. It's hard to run up on somebody out there, period. So my mom is out there. Mm-hmm. My dad, I don't know what he's doing. He's in Baltimore, but he's antisocial anyway, so he probably don't even know.
Yeah, never has being an introvert paid off so much, right? It's just like, you know what? I don't like events. like events with a lot of people. Events, like, I mean, people, whatever. So I've been doing good under it mentally, but yeah, I do worry about my friends and shit, but I'm straight. Like, everyone.
Yeah, I'm okay. I've been writing I started writing a mystery. It's like, I have this time. It's like the time plus unemployment plus the fact that I can't go out. I've just been doing my creative stuff, writing, painting, you know, a little bit of sewing. And as somebody said, trying to figure out how to work with my, I have 4C hair, but I call it C4. Cause that shit is like an explosion that's gone off on the top of my head. So I'm trying to work with that and figure out what I could do. I got so many oils up in here. What? Mixing up. Well, papaya.
Yes. What I realized particularly about 4B, 4C hair, our hair love glycerin. So if you can get like any type of glycerin, which is like the old school Jerry Curl juice, I call it Jerry Curl juice.
Girl, when I had a Jerry Curl back in the day, my hair was down to the floor. I could have tripped on it.
Yes. And you know what? Let me tell you why. Because our hair naturally curls anyway. And a Jerry Curl curls anyway. And a Jerry Curl requires moisture. Or else you look like a chia pet. And so because of that, my hair grew down my back. But I'm telling you, for people that's just like, I don't know what to do with my hair. Or I had a relaxer. And now I have to do it myself. I'm tell you right now, because the thing is, I'm gonna tell you, they cheat. Put it like this, I learned from my mother-in-law. I'm gonna tell you some tips I learned from my mother-in-law. She's a beautician for like 20 years, y'all. So I'm telling you something that I know. If you have 4C hair, your hair loves glycerin, which I call Jerry Curl juice. Also, use Blue Magic. But I'm gonna tell you what you can use. Actually use Vaseline, because let me tell you what that Blue Magic and all that stuff is. If you look at the ingredients on Vaseline and look at the ingredients on like that Blue Magic and all that stuff, it's all Vaseline. So skip the middleman. It's food coloring. It's food coloring to get it to turn green and blue and all that stuff. So go to your old school Vaseline. I'm just saying for our texture, because our texture actually requires oil and, it's actually really, really good for that.
Always wanted to be beautiful, sexy, easy as 1, 2, 3. Just let your soul
go. Just I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was like, where's that coming from? My soul glowed.
I'm listening to Karen. Is this hair color, dye color?
Yeah, right. And so, because normally that's your glycerin. And grease from your oil, and if that doesn't cut it, our hair requires a heavier oil. So you want to use something like a castor oil, like something really heavy.
Oh yeah, I've been working with that. Right. I have to say, what else our hair likes is when I go to a place where it's the jungle. Like in South America, my hair likes that.
Yes, and you know what? Also, whenever you shower, don't put on a shower cap. Just go in there and shower like normal. The heat and the moisture in the shower actually helps our hair, because our hair loves that moisture in the air. So it kind of just sucks that moisture in the air whenever you shower. I've learned that. Like I said, I'm just kind of just learning how to love my hair like it is. And if you have like a, if your hair is in the 4C and you have like a lighter oil, you want to use something like a jojoba oil or something like that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, if your hair isn't like mine, but if you got thick hair like mine, you better not put the jojoba oil on there. Your hair be like, bitch, what you think you doing? Because our hair loves oil. Like, so you have to know what texture of hair you're working with. I didn't mean to take over the show, baby. But, but I'm just.
You know what happens when we get to talk about hair, though, Rod. You know,
I'm over here enjoying this. Y'all continue.
But,
I'm learning.
But that's it. And also, what I've learned too is, when you want to condition your hair, just take any type of conditioner that you have and just put it in your hair. Just slather it where it's just like saturated in your hair. Because you want that moisture in your hair. Put on like a shower cap. And I like to do like a bandana or either like a strap to go around and sleep in it overnight. And that's the way you don't have heat because you know, cause everybody don't have, the hooded, hair dryers. So
I threw mine out when I did a big chop.
Right.
I got angry.
So if you don't got, I have hooded hair dryers and things like that. This is a way to deep condition your hair because the thing is with the cap over your hair and you're sleeping overnight, I didn't realize that your head actually has a lot of heat that comes out of it. And so because of that and you strapped on your cap, it actually deep conditions. Then the next morning, just wash it. And just wash it, do whatever you want.
Well, I'm gonna try to work on that, but I'm telling you, I'm at the point where I'm ready to cut it off, and I like a shaved head sister, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And you know, and I was thinking about it too, because I think for me, I did the big chop once, and from my understanding, I've talked to people, a lot of people say when you do the big chop a second time, they say your hair actually grows better because your hair is actually conditioned to actually grow that way versus when you get the chop the first time, your hair is actually trying to grow and figure out what to do and you don't really know what to do with it because you're trying to find out your texture of hair. But after you learn your texture of hair and you chop it off again, you actually, your hair grows better because you know what to put on it, you know your hair and things like that. Oh, I want to encourage people who actually, you can't go to the beautician because I know this is a rough time for people to relax. Unless you already know how to relax your hair, you got relaxers at the house. I know a lot of people, I don't know what to do with my hair and they're just going crazy. This is a great time to go natural if you choose to. Because then you don't have to worry about walking into the office place. And because I know that's why a lot of black women don't do it, because they don't know how their coworkers and things are going to take their hair and all that stuff. This is a great time for you to go over that curve in the comfort of your own home.
Got a Zoom meeting, just wrap it up, okay?
That's what I did when I washed my hair and I was letting it go through the process. I like tied it up in like a cap. And went on with the Zoom meeting and went on about my business. Yeah, it's easy to get around it now because you don't have to go into the workplace. So, you know, and I know a lot of women wear wigs. Get you a good wig, smack that wig on your head, girl, and keep it trucking.
I'm happy to be nappy. I've been natural for more than a decade. One, because I'm cheap. but also it just feels like it's been so dry in here and probably I haven't been taking the time to do it again because I don't have to go out.
Right.
You know, right now I have this on and when I do Zoom, I just comb the front. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I feel like this definitely, broke down the thing where people are like, listen, okay, I do my makeup and my hair and all that stuff. I do it for me. Okay. This ain't about other people. And I'm like, yeah, as soon as this shit started, I was done with that. Okay,
and let me
fuck that. And these titties is free too. Bras is coming off. Like
what? Bras gonna take a L. I'm
like,
trying to tell
this
you.
Shit, I figured out this shit was for y'all. Okay,
y'all right. Fuck a bra.
What?
Fuck a bra. Seriously,
bras ain't never coming back.
Right? They ain't never coming back. You know because
you can't see nothing anyway from below here.
Right?
That's who's trying to start the economy. It's Big Bra. We gotta watch
Big
them.
Bra.
that's who paid these protesters.
Big bra. Yeah.
Big, but like this. Big bra, big makeup, big lipstick, big eyeshadow. Because, you know, they have stuff coming out talking about how eventually a lot of this shit is getting ready to go on sale. Because the thing is, if I got to wear a mask, which is over my nose and my mouth and my face, Nobody seeing my lipstick. Nobody seeing my lip gloss. Nobody seeing my makeup. Right. You know, you go on a Zoom meeting once in a while. You can, you know, do yourself up a little bit, but I don't even do that. What is the point?
Chicagoland swingers.
You could always just smear some Vaseline right on the lens right there. Spot some things up for you.
I keep my chapstick over here. This is what I do. I just chap it up a little bit and keep it moving. Chicagoland swingers hope to start to party again. A Chicagoland.
Yeah, you know what? The coronavirus is gonna be swing my way. Yay!
You send me swinging.
Come on. Oh, you send me swinging. It's gonna be like, hey. Swing my way, I'll touch you.
Yes,
I'll make everything all right.
Only the people who, if you could, away if you were in a full latex body outfit and a gas mask. That's
right.
It.
Right. Like, can we OnlyFans this? Can we Zoom the orgy? Because yes. I don't think I'm into breathing on people.
What's the rush? Like, they've been, like, it's been 2 months. You can't go without an orgy for 2 months.
Man, the orgy game is drying up. Literally. A Chicagoland swinger club that was already on its neighbor's naughty list plans to continue hosting sex parties once the pandemic passes. We're going to throw a party again, Couples Choice owner Tim Geary vowed before the lockdown. Let them try to stop us now. He and his son.
Ain't nobody going to stop. You ain't got to worry about that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. He and his son Cameron, his son. Huh? His son is it though? I guess it's going to the family business, literally. Were arrested in March after hosting a big bash in the south suburb of Markham. Both men say this wasn't the first and won't be the last soiree they'll host, though that was before the social distancing orders were issued. Video showing recent activity at the club was shot before the pandemic rules were enacted, and the owner said they are following all the current guidelines.
How?
According to the Gearys, their 18-bedroom property, complete with a dance floor, is for guests, not customers. Non-essential operations have been closed down by the state to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Cameron says he lives on the property and has no plans of charging guests in the future. This is my house. Can't I have a party at my house?
No.
That's how he's getting around it. He's like, that was business last week when we had 40 people in here fucking. This week it's pleasure. Okay, these are my homies. We just hanging out. No one pays for anything, and we're
just happen to all be here fucking each other.
Wink, wink, wink. Yeah, somebody got a PayPal or Venmo or something.
I don't know, Karen. Maybe he's doing it for free. I mean, maybe, you know, it's like when you find the job that is who you were meant to be. You know, mm-hmm. Find a job where you would do it for free.
Mm-hmm. And Karen, it's a family business,
right?
It's a family business, wholesome.
You know what? My bad. You know, I guess you don't need to pay the fees, and I'm gonna have to burn these sheets afterwards.
The men were charged with illegally operating a business, which they insist they were not doing. They plan to plead not guilty to the misdemeanor charge when they come before a judge. Markham Police Chief Terry White may have officers swing by again if they catch word of a sex party taking place on the property formerly known as Couples Choice.
I don't think they should, like, you know, I'm not a huge fan of police force enforcement busting to people's houses, right. But I think they can go ahead and skip this one. Yeah. It's not safe to go in there.
I don't think, the officer, I mean, maybe some officers are already in there. Who knows what they're into? It's also interesting though, because, they're like, listen, we're not having sex parties in here. We're just hanging out, having sex. So.
But it's not a party of any kind. It's actually quite dour and downbeat.
Well, this is free.
It's quite boring.
This is very broke sex we're having, okay? Mark, I also like the name, Couples Choice. Now, I will say that is a great name for a swingers club.
Yeah, I think there should be Couples Choice Awards for best swingers.
Right? Like, it sounds so much more, like, classy and sophisticated compared to, like, you know, the skeevy atmosphere that I feel like a lot of people get when they think of swingers clubs.
Yeah.
Not there's anything wrong with swinging. What you want to do, but that name sounds like, we're both doing, we're having fun. This is our choice to do this thing, you know, as opposed to,
again, it's a family business,
right? We're just supporting our local economy. putting our monies and penises into the economy.
Yeah, like somebody says, father and son swingers co, or yes. Swingers LLC.
Like, this is some good marketing here. Like, whoever came up with that name. Like, couples,
it's catchy.
Couples Choice sounds like a place you go to get, like, your pictures taken or something.
Yes.
You know, like,
It does sound like, you know, Couples Choice, like, oh, let's check that out. Maybe we'll learn something about our relationship.
Yeah.
No.
No.
It's going to be 40 other people there trying to fuck you and lick your feet or whatever.
Right. You walk in, just everybody's listening to Madonna, and you're like, oh, this is not what my husband said it was at all. My husband said this was, something totally different. Yeah. Markham's mayor reportedly took the club to court in 2019, arguing that before the pandemic, that the roughly 32-year-old venue was not a legitimate business. The club's website reads in all red letters, capitals, "This is not a business in any way, and under no circumstances should be viewed as one. Couples Choice Social Club is a gathering of like-minded adults who enjoy the lifestyle."
It's hard to believe that it's not a business, though.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, who also keeps a venue open for 32 years without making money? How's that possible?
They must be
something's happening.
Cash only.
You can't even do a church like that.
Like, I think the real business is probably something else. They probably have in the orgies, and on the side, they're like selling something that they're trying to hide. The orgy is a cover.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like raw milk or something, you know.
It's an orgy money laundering scheme.
Something's happening.
Geary argued at the time that his club's visitors consist of hardworking people who serve the community.
Everybody's hardworking.
Right? And now, of course, everyone's hard in there.
And they working too.
And they serve.
Right. You know? These are hard, working. They're doctors, they're nurses, they're dentists, they're politicians, they're police, he said. I knew the police was in there. I knew it. I called it early.
You know it. That's how it keeps going all these years. The police are in there.
He's like, I'm gonna go talk to the local news and you know, make it sound like we're busting, cracking down, but I'll see you at 8:30, okay?
Yeah.
I'll be sure to come through the bag.
I, for one, was disgusted when I went up in there last week. Several times. I went back every day to make sure that they were social distancing in there. And we're going to stay on top of them. I'm going to be on this case forever. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to bust this case wide open.
We are going to just definitely get up all up in that case. Okay. Anyway, you got to stay out here and close the door.
Yeah, we're going to get to the bottom of this case.
Right.
We had them bang to rights.
Yeah. Meanwhile, it's like rave music playing from inside. I'm gonna go in and check on a few more things, and then we're gonna wrap this case up, okay, guys? So I'll be back. So
swingers,
aww. Yeah, I feel bad for the swingers though, because that's right, you can't social distance out of swinging.
No.
So
you need contact for that.
Yeah, you got to stop it. You know, like. I mean, I guess there could be like some freaky person that would like jack off from 6 feet away, but I feel like that gets kind of old fast, you know, if that's not
what unless he's a very powerful person.
Yeah. 17. Yeah. He's like, listen, I'm really backed up. We might want to make this a good 8-9 feet.
Yes.
Let's see. Leader of North Carolina protests against stay at home test positive for coronavirus.
Womp womp.
Yeah. I mean, in a just
how embarrassing.
It's a hold up. this is fake news. Give me a second. Anybody got some water? Yeah, so she got caught. Fox News is telling employees to work from home for at least another month, while the TV hosts are telling businesses to reopen.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, why is Fox News making legislation? Is that what I just heard? I wouldn't listen to them if they told me to inhale and fucking exhale. Fuck Fox News.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. They have bizarro world over there where they can just say, like, this motherfucker, like, in a mask from 6 feet away talking about, we need freedom and y'all need to go to work, okay? So if you listen to the sound of my voice, get out there and get this shit. This is Sean Hannity reporting from home.
They need to tell people to read a book and stop being ignorant pieces of shit. Will they do that?
They can read, no. They can read Bill O'Reilly's book,
That's not a book.
Laura Ingraham's book, and.
Again, not a book.
What's that other, Ann Coulter's books, and book is in quotes, and.
Her dirty limericks that somebody printed up.
Past. Yeah, yeah, that's what they're allowed to read over there. And of course, the Bible. Oh, there was a long wait for food outside of a Red Lobster, and it led to a Mother's Day scuffle.
And, there was only one way that could end that sentence. A line outside of Red Lobster for the seafood lover and me and you.
Them Cheddar Bay biscuits.
East York, Pennsylvania. Okay, so... On Sunday, May 10th, a video captured a few Red Lobster employees forcefully ushering a patron outside of the restaurant's main entrance. In the video, the customer demands a refund several times before swinging at an employee.
Oh.
I was in.
That's not fair. They don't get paid that much. If anybody has ever done food service at a place like that, come on now.
And you definitely not social distancing from when you hit me, okay?
Hello.
That's not 6 feet. Throw something at me, okay? This is crazy.
Don't they deliver? Can they just get it to go? Red Lobster, damn.
Pretty sure they can now, and some of that stuff you can actually buy in a frozen freezer section if you're actually that crazy about it.
Yeah, it's wild too, because like a lot of people were outside in the video I saw, and they weren't social distancing.
Mm-mm, people never social distance. That's why I say they say that, but it doesn't mean anything. That's why you have to tell people to stay their asses at home.
Right. And this does encapsulate the whole, like I said, reopen the economy thing. It's all about reopen the services I want to consume.
Right.
Cause, you know, the hitting people at Red Lobster could not be a thing. It's not a cause. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a thing to rally about. Like, you want to go to Red Lobster. That's not a thing for you. You're not benefiting from that as far as, like, the economy. The people that work in Red Lobsters aren't like, please reopen the economy. They're like, I can stand to not be around these people as long as possible.
It's so bizarre to me that the way that people put their personal needs in front of, like, public health and safety.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm one of those, you know, I'm black. Everyone can see that. You need to be at least 3 feet away from a black person at all times anyway. We're just asking for twice that amount.
That's it. Okay.
Back the fuck up. Come on.
It's a small thing, man. I also feel like, are they like on their deathbed 14 days from now in the hospital? And they're just like, before they put in the respirator, they're just like, the Cheddar Bay biscuits was worth it. And then
and those Mexicans, damn it, get them out.
Right. You can induce the coma now, but thank God I got those unlimited shrimp. Like, get the fuck out of here. What's wrong with you? And of course, she played the victim. Like, you can see in the video where she like started it, and she's pushing on the woman, this black woman.
Touched somebody?
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, she hit her. And then as soon as she gets hit back, she goes, I was assaulted, and the whole crowd to see it. Like, they could see it, and it's like, shut up. Like, call the police. So yeah, the officers arrived, the employees seen the video were there, but the woman in the green sweatshirt had left. Police spoke with her at a nearby location. As far as what kicked off the incident, Bean said from watching the video, she was upset because her food wasn't ready. She wanted her money refunded. I don't know if you noticed, ma'am.
Yes. But we're packed.
We have 3 million to-go orders.
Right.
It might not pop off in the 30 minutes of your normal time. I'm sorry to tell you this. Oh my God.
They should be happy somebody's serving them right now anyway. Period. Be gracious. And what's the rush? What's the rush?
Do you have somewhere to be?
I mean, you could actually cook at home, ma'am.
Right. How about this?
Had to go to the hair salon and the dentist after that. So, and then the manicure, pedicure.
She's like, my roots are showing. Okay. I have several other things to have people do for me. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, good grief.
Well, she got served them hands at this restaurant, but not any lobster. the restaurant closed. So they told the employees were only employees were allowed inside because it was closed to patrons. That restaurant closed. You're not allowed in there. He said, my understanding is all food is brought outside of the building. He said that on Mother's Day, there were additional reports of delays in restaurants preparing food. Elsewhere, cars were backed up to pick up food at Olive Garden. The Red Lobster restaurant had presumed 3-hour wait for food.
Wow.
We ask for patience and understanding when that happens. Being said, Red Lobster is owned by, who cares what they're owned by? Anyway.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
The article's over at that point.
Yeah. I hate when they do that, right? They're like, I gotta do 500 words. Like, we get it.
I mean, we've been ordering food here and there just to keep our local businesses going.
Right.
But it is contactless. Right. The food gets here when they can get it here. We're tipping people 10% on delivery, which is a lot, you know what I mean? On top of whatever else, like, we're trying to make it easy for people.
Right.
Yeah. I can't imagine going out right now, let alone to a place like Red Lobster, was going to be a shitload of apparently assholes.
Right. I don't understand, man. I don't want to be around people for a long time now.
And then some people delivering don't understand that you actually need to, we have like a tray. I want to put a sign and be like, packages here, but it's a tray, and a lot of them just stand at the door. We have to tell them like, hey, back up, drop it off.
Drop it and go. Mm-hmm. Right.
I'll tell
people them. Here, what they do is we get deliveries from Instacart, from like the local stores or whatever, and they put it on the doorstep. They take a picture and they send us a picture to let us know it's there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, thanks, that works. I don't want to endanger them.
We got we got that Ring doorbell thing. So like one of the things you can do is like hit a button and you can talk through it. And so I'll just be like, hey, you can leave it on the tray. Thank you. You know, whatever. And
so is the Ring the one where you can see people walking by?
Yeah, yeah.
Is anybody flashed y'all yet? I feel like that's something that Ring is going to bring.
One time I flashed Karen, but that's it. Like, you know, that was our
swingers. I'm like, y'all want to see something? You know?
Yeah. That was our swingers club.
Yeah. And I think one of the little boys is fascinated by it because he constantly comes out and causes it to go off.
Yeah. His parents are like, no, what are you doing?
Because it comes and like waves at it.
Right.
And they have to, and it's funny though. You see his mom be like, boy, get away from that thing.
Yeah. I get like a little alert. I'm like, what the fuck? Who's dropping it? Oh, it's him. Okay. Well, good for him. You know? Glad he's getting out, getting some exercise as a child right now. It's crazy in these streets, but we don't really have a lot of traffic because of the way our apartment is set up, mm-hmm. but you know, I mainly just use it to be like, hey man, you can go ahead and drop that. You don't have to.
They'll stand there too.
You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait on me standing outside breathing. It's fine. Yeah. Just take it and go.
Cause like I said, we've been self quarantining, but you never know. I don't want to feel like, you know, I'm going to give anybody anything. I don't want to have that responsibility.
Exactly. All right, let's get into our some other segments. Let's do some fucking with black people.
Nice.
Of course, if I played the right song, that would help.
There you go.
We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people. That's right, guys. It's time to play the game we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game that goes all around the globe, and we find articles that make us feel fucked with, and we assign point scores from 0 to 100, intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see who's fucking with us today. White supremacists. They have a lot.
Again?
Again. They're a long streak. They have a lot of time on their hands, so they built a website to dox interracial couples.
What?
Oh, we have not been on there yet. What happened? They overlooked my relationship.
I also like, what does doxing them mean? Like, an interracial couple live on that street, y'all. Like, okay.
That's what, they seen us.
Like, oh shit. Oh wow. I just hope all the interracial couples are like, it's working. Okay. They, you know what I'm saying? We finally made the list. Okay.
Yeah.
We have been walking hard, holding hands, showing up in public places, and finally. Let's see. Allison and her fiance. Oh, this is one of those where they get all like, Allison Person. And her fiance.
Personal.
Have a shared public Instagram account that they use to give followers a glimpse into their life together in Chicago. Aww. Often along the hashtags, hashtag love, hashtag interracial couple. They've grown accustomed to the occasional racist comment under their photos every now and then. That's sad that they even had to get used to that. You know?
Yeah, I've never had that happen to me. Maybe, I don't know, we don't look interracial enough for people.
Are you not hashtagging your selfies with hashtag interracial couple? Cause it sounds like.
No.
Yeah, it sounds like that's probably the problem right there.
That's like only one small part of our relationship identity, right. I guess.
Yeah.
More it's like, you know, he has a samurai sword. That's more what the hashtag would be.
Yeah. Interweapon couple. I don't know if that has a ring to it, but. On May 5th, Allison, whose real name is being withheld for her safety, received a strange DM. It was from a woman she didn't know who informed her that she was on a disturbing website that was compiling information about white women and interracial relations. Oh, it's one of those.
Oh, it's the white women.
Right. They only care.
They don't care about me.
Right. You ain't gonna make the list. Cause you know why?
Oh, okay.
A white man got the right to date any type of person he wants. Okay.
And hell, I might be his maid. You don't know.
It's the women we got to stop. Okay. White men got a long history of interracial relationships. That is their right.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Damn.
Racism is so fucked up because then it's like, you, for a small part, you gotta be like, oh, for real, y'all just gonna leave me out? That's fucked. Like, even the racism is racist. That's
right.
Fucked up.
Right?
I know. Maybe in a couple years, I'll have somebody coming after me with a hashtag. Yeah. But I'll have to hope.
Right.
That's when you know you made it.
They're like, oh, yeah. No, not the black women. No, we're fucking them. That's they're fine. Yeah. It's the white women that we gotta get in line.
You know, they be trying to get black women sometimes too.
They do. One of them
on the down low.
I don't keep up with the baseball cards. I don't know the name, but I remember we covered an article where like there was like infighting in the white supremacist circle of alt-right.
Was it over Beyonce? They got confused about Beyonce.
It was like, oh, it's making my penis hard, but it's saying this is bad. It was like one of those dudes that was in the crew of white supremacists had a black wife and child.
Yeah.
I was like,
you know, that was his daytime look, was white supremacy. At home, he was somebody else.
he comes home, he kiss her on the cheek, Black Lives Matter. Anyway, it was a hard day at the work. Gavin was just acting real stupid. I'm going to tell you right now.
It's always Gavin. Yeah, always Gavin.
No, he's just like, oh, I hate these niggas again. I was just like, oh, we got to do this. It's a Tuesday, you know? Anyway, what's for dinner? Something with seasoning. Oh, thank God. That's, I haven't had this in forever. Ain't even my white supremacist friend. May 5th, Allison, whose real name's been withheld, blah, blah, blah. So, let's see. She went onto the website. She found her name, photos, and social media handles under the label traitors.
What got that? Oh.
Yeah.
Is she a traitor?
It was weird.
What'd she do?
She was having sex with black people. That's
openly.
Right. It was weird and strange and creepy, said Allison 28. I was thinking, who takes the time to do this? The website names, shames, and effectively promises violence against our interracial couples and families. It's been circulated in some of the darkest corners of the internet, including one in neo-Nazi Discord servers and accelerationist Telegram channels. White supremacists have long invoked racial purity to justify heart. Then why are they only mad at the white women though?
I don't know, but you know, I always say some of them need to do DNA tests to find out they ain't exactly as lily white as they thought.
Oh, nobody is. Yeah. Nobody is a quote unquote pure race.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But some of them also look like they passing. Like they just barely made it.
They passed.
Like,
yeah, they barely crossed the finish line.
Right. You know, the worst is when they do one of those like white supremacist rally meetings and all the men look like slubs. It's like, this is not the best genetics have to offer. This is, like, none of you should believe this.
I don't think they're really self-reflective though.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like you would think what's going to end the white supremacy isn't even going to be like people fighting against it. We just all need to just like get mirrors and put them up across the street from the rally. Like, y'all think this is the best the Aryan nation has to offer. Okay. All right. Well, you keep looking in this for a while.
I just don't see why they don't understand. Like, nobody cares if that white woman is with a brother. Like, they're open about it. They're right on social media about it. Nobody cares. No one's interested.
It's really, I believe, just to intimidate that woman.
Correct.
Like, they're just,
I guess.
Yeah.
They really
hope she finds out about it and then she feels scared.
And she's like, fuck that. No more black dick for me. I'm out.
Right. Well, she's never gonna do that. Once you go black, we all know the rest. So. That's like,
they should offer her something though. You know what I'm saying? You can't just say give it up. Like, give her something to replace
it. She can't go cold turkey.
Coupon or something.
Right. Okay, I'll tell you what. Buy one, get one, two free. Okay, you turn it, replace, turn your black dick in, we'll give you two white ones.
But she clearly, she was probably with some white dudes and was like, you know what? You're a really nice guy, but it's just not for me. I'm sorry. I'm going black.
And then he logged into this fucking, this website.
Yeah, I guarantee you, yeah. You know, like Roger said, he looking all sloppy talking about it. The women don't want all this. No. Right, wonder right. why. Wonder right. why.
Yeah. Entice them to come back to the white dick or whatever it is right. that you're yeah. out there pushing.
Meanwhile, he's got
you know, get off the computer for a second with the website. Maybe go out there and see if anyone's interested.
Meanwhile, he's leaving comments on black.com videos and shit. I guarantee yeah. you. Some motherfuckers.
Make it clap. Make right. it clap.
It's always the same. Yeah. What's her name? That's
up underneath the comments, yeah.
So I can dox her.
That's why he wanna know. He ain't trying to look up no more videos.
That's why they keep asking what's her name you on get, all those videos.
You so solved the mystery of what's her name.
What's her name? I want to put her address on the website. She's a traitor.
I need to go find out social media.
I really want, I want to watch her, you know, betray the race through her window or something, you know. anyway, the white supremacists aren't very busy is the point. I'm not reading the rest of this article. 0 to 100.
This is a tough one. I mean, I'm going to say maybe like 57.
Mm-hmm. Karen?
You know what? I'm actually going to go with 25. I know it's fucked up, mm-hmm. but it's one of those things where I'm like, well, what do you kind of expect from them?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it 50. I would have given it 100, but the way that they left black women out of their racism feels weird to me. So it's not, they didn't fully go there. I feel like it's not the principle of it.
No.
It's really just about white men being able to fuck anyone they want.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. so that's why they're not like, if they were being fair and doxing all interracial couples.
Right, to equality.
And by exactly. all, I mean even couples without a white person in it. Like, an Asian and a Latino? No, not on yeah. my watch. Like, then I would give them 100. But because they're only doing half the work, I'm only gonna give them half the credit.
Half the score!
So.
I say too, because they left out black women. Right. I think if there were a website with white dudes fucking black women, those white dudes would probably be heroes and unintentionally.
Right. Yeah, they would be high-fiving.
They would dox me. Yeah. I'm tagging it.
Yeah. Okay. Let me tell you something, okay? I won out. So.
Yeah.
Alright, let's get to another one. An Indiana lawmaker is removed from committees for posting racist meme. A state lawmaker.
What was the meme?
I'm going to get to it. State lawmaker, he's being demoted from his positions on committees and a leadership role after posting a racist meme on his personal Facebook page. Representative Jim Lucas told 13 News Today he didn't think the meme he posted was racist at all and that people calling it racist should take a deep breath. Deep COVID-19 breath.
Oh, no. Breathe it all in.
Free the economy. Republican House Speaker Tom Houston's response to the outcry over the meme to remove Lucas from two committees and to demote him on another. What? That sentence makes no sense. Anyway, the meme Lucas posted on his Facebook page Monday night drew widespread outrage, but it also had some support. It showed black children dancing and smiling with the caption, "We gonna get free money."
What, the monkeys too? I don't understand. I mean, you gonna do it? Let's go all out.
Yeah, black children dancing and smiling.
That's a weak ass meme.
I mean, do you have the picture?
Do y'all
they say we? They say we or we's gonna get free money.
It said we, but it also did say gone, G-O-N apostrophe. And of course, he's taking the meme down, Karen. So,
I mean, if it was like I's gonna get some free money, and it was just one black kid or right. wheeze, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of a weak meme,
right?
He probably meant it to be more racist than it is. I mean, it's definitely racist. He sounds like a piece of shit,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But
at the time, Lucas, who was from Seymour, told 13 News he got the stock photo from a meme generator and was criticizing the government.
Who is the generating of the meme? So you ain't got to the racist meme generator?
Correct. Coincidence. Yes. What'd you put in the meme generator to get the results?
I didn't even know it was a meme generator.
Yeah. Why, what would you put in there to get the results? That's what I want to know. Like, what'd you
put in money grubbing Negroes to right. see what come up.
Yes, he did.
Nigger babies. Let's see what comes up. Oh my goodness. This is perfect. And not racist at all. It was just a tongue in cheek meme that I personally made up to mock the fact the government is taxing our children and grandchildren, putting debt on their backs to distribute money after they've made everybody desperate.
What? Everybody's, what?
That meme doesn't even go with that sentence.
No,
that's a terrible meme. The racism is weak. And someone said in the chat, I was going to say this. Yes. Porch monkey. Always good for a meme.
Yes.
You want to be clear.
They got to fire him on just for the fact that if he would have meant that as the purpose of the meme, it's so far away from what the meme actually is. We just got to fire you on general principle.
Right.
Yeah. Just dumbness.
For stupidity.
Yeah. You just dumb. Yeah. Like, we can't have you in charge of shit, man. This meme don't even make sense. Like, what are you gonna put?
I don't feel fucked with, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just feel like that guy's an idiot.
Oh, I know. Sometimes it don't get.
It didn't work. I mean, I feel like I could do a better job with that meme. What did the kids look like? Was it buckwheat? Was it just a bunch of kids with a buckwheat face?
Yeah, since he took the meme down, I don't have a picture of it in the article. Oh. You know, they didn't want to share it in the article, obviously.
I'm about to say, was it Fat Albert in the game? Gonna have a good time.
Maybe if I Google Jim Lucas meme, let's see if anything comes up.
And them in the junkyard playing them instruments.
You know what?
Why can't they just do their job and not, like, how old is this person? Because really, I'm in my 40s and I understand what social media can do. Like, just be careful when you're putting your stuff out there. Save it for the Klan meeting, bro. Pass that around on your phone or something.
Right. It really does seem like he fucked up.
I want to ask people sometimes, do you know that Facebook is public?
Right.
We got free, what's that, G-O-N?
We gonna get free money, and it's the African kids dancing in the.
Doing the nay-nay or whatever.
Yeah, so that's, he didn't even.
That's pretty,
And I've seen that one before. Mm-hmm. So you're not
what
even.
What country is that? That's not in the U.S. They getting free money somewhere else? What's happening?
Yeah, I don't even think that's in the U.S.
And keep in mind, the purpose of this was, let me go back to what his, how do I close the screen? I have no idea. I just opened this shit there we go. Alright, so the purpose of this was a tongue-in-cheek meme that I personally made up to mock the fact that the government is taxing our children and grandchildren.
Well, then why aren't they white?
Putting debt on their back to distribute money after they've made everybody desperate.
Pass. No. Sorry.
I don't believe you, sir. I don't believe you. I give this like a 25, I guess. This is very low. Okay.
I'm gonna get this one 100 because you actually created this and you did a terrible job at this. You were not really that creative. So I'm gonna give you 100 for your bad racist creativity.
So your frustration is really at the craft work that went into this. I understand.
Terrible.
Yeah. That's very bad.
If you're gonna be racist, let's go all out.
Nothing's worse than a lazy ass racist, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I expect more. I'm gonna give it a 26.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I barely feel fucked with. I feel like this guy didn't put it into the meme.
Yeah. Yeah. This is pretty terrible.
And the kid is cute. So it's like,
Right. It doesn't even make sense. All right. Let's go to our next segment, guys. Let's, play some, Guess the Race.
Guess the Race. I love this one.
My Guess the Race music here. Boom. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race. The number one game show going across all of podcast land. We read and play news articles from all over the globe. And we ask our contestants today, Jaquetta from Hey You Know It podcast and Karen to guess the race. And of course the chat room plays along and they're all racist. All right. Let's get into the first one. This one happened in our part neck of the woods.
Oh snap.
I wonder if with this new computer I can play the actual article.
You probably
without
can.
It
you know what? It
killing
probably
my
won't
computer.
Freeze.
I'm wondering.
How fast is your computer? I'm impressed.
It's so fast. Oh wait, this is just one of those ones where.
Oh, just show the pictures.
I thought they were gonna like. Oh nah, this isn't one of those ones where they talk about the crime.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll read it. But did you see how fast that shit played?
Mm-hmm.
Child.
We got to upgrade. Yeah,
we got like a gaming computer because we wanted a faster computer because we do audio and all the streaming, and the business computers that we were buying, they weren't cutting it, so we had to upgrade this weekend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to the premium members. This is y'all money to work.
A person was shot in the head with a crossbow, and deputies have taken a dangerous person into custody in connection with the case, North Carolina officials said.
A crossbow?
Siegfried Albert Jackson, 28, was found.
Well, I thought you were going to say Siegfried and Roy. I was about to say, how did they get him?
Now, Karen, why would that be his name?
I don't know. But I was on the same page with Karen, like, no, Siegfried and Roy, no. Y'all still killing people?
I was like, why is you with North
bows and arrows?
Right. I was like, why is you in North Carolina? This doesn't make any sense. Glad I'm not alone on that one.
Y'all are terrible. 28, he was found less than 1 mile from the scene of the alleged shooting. I guess it is a shooting even if it's a crossbow. I mean, mm-hmm. You shoot that. Okay.
You shot it.
I don't know why I was expecting it to be like a Boeing or something different, but it's a shooting. They found him. Deputies say they were previously called to the area Tuesday, discovered a male who had been shot with a crossbow. The person was in serious condition and airlifted to a hospital.
Oh, shit.
Karen, guess the race of Siegfried Albert Ziggy Jackson.
Ooh. I'm still gonna go white.
Okay. Chiquetta?
I'm conflicted. I'm looking at my notes. It was a crossbow. The person was airlifted. I don't know if they would do that for us, but mm-hmm. He did have a weird name. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with light skin black.
Okay, let's check the chat room, see what they believe.
Okay, I'm gonna refresh my chat froze.
Okay, all right, I'll ask them. But let's see. Guess the race, everybody. Daryl Dixon shooting white. White and tiger loving. Robin in the hood black. We don't really mess with archery, so I'll say white. Patio baboon.
Oh no.
White referee, white. Three names, redneck prepping for the Z-Pac. Albert is a nigga and white. The correct answer is, and as I said, Karen, I can't hear you. All right, hold on one second. We're getting technical difficulties. Refresh one more time. We're trying to get it working over here. Sorry.
I'd just like to say in the interim that I used to teach.
All right, so the guesses are in. Jaquetta and Karen both went white. Chat room was all over the place. A lot of black in there. And the correct answer is white. He's a white man. And of course,
with a black ass name,
some of y'all went black, and I understand why. Ziggy Jackson, I get it, but you were wrong.
I did say light skinned black, but that don't count for nothing.
I forgot you said light skinned black. So Karen's up 1-0 right now.
That guy actually, he kind of looks like he should be hiding behind a four-leaf clover.
He does.
Maybe he was stealing somebody's pot of gold and they were like, that's it.
I've had enough of you.
Sick of that shit. He followed the end of that rainbow and was like, you know what?
Yes.
It's time. Let's see. Who else? Let's go to another one. A New York City woman is charged with attempted murder for allegedly stabbing her roommate in a social distancing fight.
Oh,
that's not funny, but come on.
How long is that sword? 6 feet?
Right.
Maybe that was the problem. You wouldn't stay 6 feet away, so. A New York City woman's been charged with attempted murder for stabbing her roommate during an alleged altercation over altercation involving excessive drinking. Daria Alibieva, 27, allegedly stabbed her roommate, Tatiana Nazarinov, 31, over the weekend while the two women were social distancing together in the Upper East Side apartment. Nazarinov told the New York Daily News that Alibieva had a long history of excessive drinking, but warned her to limit her drinking amid the coronavirus lockdown. "I told you, you can't drink in the house. You can't go to the liquor store. It's a rule," Nazarinova said. However, Nazarinova said Alibieva's heavy drinking continued. She would start drinking in the morning. She would go to the kitchen, grab a coffee cup, and pretend she was drinking coffee or tea. So just like most people at a regular job. Nazarinova also claimed that Alibieva threatened to kill her when she was drunk in March. "I had to hide all the knives in the kitchen." On April 19th, Nazarinova Nova said she began trying to reason with Alibieva and offer her support. She was like, "No, fuck it, I just want some whiskey." After that, she put a glass of Alibieva's whiskey in the sink. Oh, and then that set Alibieva off. Oh,
that was too expensive, nigga. He pouring my money down the drain.
She had super crazy eyes. I can't even explain it. I was like, "What's your problem?" That's her being like, "I was drinking this shit to keep from killing you, okay? This how I get through." Nazarinova says that Alibieva then stabbed her with a huge meat knife, recalling, "My hip was fountaining blood. I was stained in my blood, and she was stained in my blood. I literally realized I'm probably gonna die because I was losing so much blood. I saw something coming out of my abdomen. I guess it was my intestine."
Oh.
She must have been drunk as fuck.
Yeah. Law enforcement officers told TMZ Alibieva allegedly stabbed Nazarinova in the abdomen, hip, shoulder, face, armpit, and hands.
While she was going for the kill.
Well, yeah. Maybe not. Maybe it was just manslaughter. While allegedly yelling, "Die, bitch, die." Oh, you know what, Karen? I stand corrected. She was trying to kill her.
I mean,
hey. You got tipped off by the "die, bitch, die."
Yeah, you know, I try to offer benefit of the doubt. That's just me.
Maybe it's German. Maybe she was like, "D, bitch, D."
Yeah, she was like, "Head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes." She was going for all the body parts they teach you as a kid.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Nazarinova required a massive blood transfusion and two surgeries. Both outlets reported she was treated at New York Presbyterian Will Cornell Medical Center and expected to be released on Monday. "It was mostly muscles and nerves," she said. "Hopefully in a few weeks or a few months, I'll be back to normal."
Very glad she was drunk. She'd have been sober. She'd have actually hit something.
How are you going to be back to normal after she'd been cut to ribbons?
That's what her hopes is, okay?
Yeah, and do you know when you cut muscles is actually harder to heal because you actually, it's a slower process. So this is life altering. You will never be the same.
Girl, don't tell me what God can't do, okay? She is being healed and delivered.
You know what? You're right. Mm-hmm. My bad.
Yeah. Alibieva was arrested on Tuesday, 9 days after the stabbing. Nine days? The fuck?
Well, you know, they had, it's NYPD. They had to go find her at the scene.
Yeah. Well, go find the person out on the street. There's three of them. She's one of the three that's not inside social distancing. She has been charged with attempted murder and assault and is currently being held in Rikers Island on $750,000 bond.
Guess the race
of Daria Alibieva, the stabber.
So I'm going to say, based on this, the bail amount, the what she said, and the night, this is like that Vladimir Putin Dos Vidania annexation of Crimea white.
Karen,
you know what, I'm gonna go white because it took them 9 days to find her.
All right, let's check the chat room, see what they believe. We got Latina, drunk ass jail shanking Latinx. Latina can't afford to live in the Upper East Side, arrested 9 days later white. Trained by Winter Soldier. She was drinking white Russians. Mama Mia white believes Nokia, Nikola Jokic and Luka Doncic are the best players in the NBA. White Russian and not to drink. brought the bar fight to her kitchen wipe. Ay caramba, piñata latina. The correct answer is, and Karen and Jaquetta both went white, and they both got it correct. She's white.
They set that bail super high, so yeah. That tells you right there. If it would have been us, they would have been like $1,500, and we would be like, "Fuck, I guess I'm staying at Rikers."
So some white businessman would definitely spend the money on this woman, because I think they both must have been models.
Yeah, because you know what? And I'll joke aside, like if you look at her, she almost looks not real.
Yeah,
is that Melania? Am I looking at that right now? That's like if something happens to Melania, yeah. They just pull the next one out.
Yeah, she's like a stock picture sex doll.
Yeah. Yes. That's, yeah. They're like, listen, the escort business is really died down since social distancing. So I'm gonna need to drink. I'm gonna need my drinks. And of course some people say Latina, y'all are right.
On the Upper East Side? No.
Right. And here's the other woman that got stabbed, so.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
She stabbed her because she looked worse.
Right. I was going to say.
She had dark hair. She was like, you blonde bitch. You getting all the, you know.
Right. I was going to say they have a type, but it's more like they are a type in this.
Yeah, they both are a type.
They both are the type of the white businessman. Somewhere Elliot Spitzer's like, what a waste.
I know, they're probably panicking.
Right.
You know what? I have a picture years ago. I was at a fundraiser with Elliot Spitzer. I was trying to be like, you know, political, and that's a picture of him with me. And I look at the picture, he's looking down my shirt.
Wow.
Equal opportunity.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that flattering or?
I didn't realize it. I was like, oh, this is going to be a cool picture. I was young. And I look back at that picture, I was like, what the hell?
That's called true equality.
Yeah, in a way, it's like good for him. You know, he's like, listen, they're titties. I don't care.
I look at them all.
Back in the day, the view was good. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Oh man. All right, let's go to the bonus round. Let me get my bonus round music.
Bonus.
All right. Got a chance to tie it up. Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. That's right. Double the points, double the race. So far, Karen is 2-2. Jaquetta is 1-1. And we're going to the bonus round where everything is worth double the points.
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go, guys. How much time we got? Okay, 5 minutes. Cool. Let's go with this story. If this thing would, what does pop up, get off my screen. Okay. Macomb County woman attacks a worker, spits on police after being asked to wear a mask. A Macomb County woman who was asked to wear a mask inside a store due to coronavirus responded by attacking the employee, spitting on police officers. Kristen Hoff, 33, of Roseville, entered Nino Salvaggio's in St. Clair Shores on April 22nd without wearing a mask. A store employee asked Hoff to leave the store because entering without a mask was against Michigan Governor's Gretchen Whitmer, Big Gretch, executive order. Hoff physically assaulted the employee and refused to leave. St. Clair Shores police were called to the store, and that's when they arrived. And she continued to behave erratically, attacking and spitting on officers. She was taken into custody. She's charged with assaulting, resisting, obstructing a police officer assault or assault and battering and fingerprinting refusal. The first charge is a 2-year felony. The other charges are misdemeanors, police said. During this unprecedented time, we know tensions are running high, said the acting county prosecutor, John Claude.
Sean Claude. That's
it. I was about to say, where's the Van Damme?
Right.
Yes.
It's actually like, it could be Gene Cloud, but I think when I see that combination of letters, I go John Claude Van Damme, right? You gotta go. He's probably got that. They probably gotten that joke forever. Patience and understanding are greatly encouraged as we all try our best to acclimate to the new and often changing expectations. However, the repeated inappropriate behavior of this suspect cannot be tolerated. The suspect's repeated actions clearly demonstrated a willful disregard of safety and those around her. Hoff was arraigned April 27th and is scheduled for a May 8th probable cause conference.
Suspect, she did it.
Yeah, well, we definitely know that's not Jean-Claude Van Damme, because he ain't never said that many words in a row in his life. Not in English. All right, guess the race of what is her name? Kristen Hoff.
White.
All right.
Can I speak to the manager? I didn't like your tone. White.
Let's check the chat room. White nonsense. She ain't know she couldn't do that. White. Karen White spit on cops and made it to the jail alive. White. This ain't flavor of love, bitch. White. Spits more than porn stars. White. My presence is the present. I taught Jay-Z. Pete called Cassidy White. Spit in the white woman's main is the white woman's main line of assault. She's super duper white. I have rights. White. White like the spit she left on the cop's uniform. Middle name Karen with a C. White has highlights and the haircut. White. White. The correct answer is, it looks like y'all all went with the same thing on this one. And you all got it correct. She is a white woman.
Wow, look at that bouffant. Why is it all big on the right side?
First of all, she looked like Monica Lewinsky back when the Clinton scandal first popped up, because she has that hair from the Monica the Clinton scandal hair.
Oh, I said, don't take it down.
I want to see real mugshots for white people. I'm sorry. Yeah. I want to see her look at her worst in the picture.
Don't take what down, Karen?
Oh, there it is. Oh, her hair.
Yeah, that's her. And then this is her, I guess. Oh, later.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah, this is the first
she
one.
Looks like she been making bad decisions.
She's had to smack on the wig for that.
The first picture looked like a glamour shot compared to the second one.
That's from JCPenney's.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
This is her when you're on Tinder, and then this is her when you show up.
They're not the same.
All right, let me we gotta do sword ratchetness. We're gonna,
yes, my favorite.
Yeah, I'm gonna pause real quick on the recording. All right.
Why does it keep
hold on. All right, you ready? All right, sword ratchetness time.
Longest intro ever.
My fave.
What is that from?
It's just a random sound effect on Spotify. Sound effects.
Okay, I have a good sound effect that we use. It's like a shing, like an unsheathing sound.
Yeah, I feel like we've done this so long now, it's become part of the bit. But
I love it.
Yeah, we found it. I didn't realize how long 24 seconds was back in the day. I was like, oh, this is a quick clip of a sword fight. Now just like, Jesus, hurry up, kill this man.
I keep hoping he gonna make it, and he always dies.
A killer armed with a samurai sword at a pizza shop said it was for protection from fearsome gun-toting rival.
Oh, what were they gonna throw at your pizza sauce?
Sound like bullets, according to him. A convicted killer said he had a samurai sword at a pizza shop to protect himself from his gun-toting adversaries. Wayne Spanswick, 48, white, wielded a knife in a street fight weeks later, only to be laid out cold. He was caught with a blunt-bladed samurai sword protruding from jumper at pizza shop in Beaumont Road. Police officials had been called to reports of a man carrying a knife in the Thornton Street area on the night of April 29th last year. Spanswick said as he was arrested, "What do you fucking expect? Someone's tried to run me over 3 times and I need to protect myself because they got a fucking gun." The agitated and unsteady suspect told officers he had called police 3 times and nobody came. Well, I do feel like after the third time, that's when you want to, protect yourself. Prosecutor Tom Mitchell said he was armed for his own protection. There's something in that. It wasn't reasonable for him to arm himself to go to a pizza shop. Were the pizza people in on it? What the fuck is
that? That's what I'm talking
about. What's going on?
I mean, what were they going to hit you with, some sharp pepperoni? I don't understand this.
He's like,
I'm very confused as to why all this shit's going down at Sal's Pizzeria.
Maybe he was worried that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were in there. You know, they do love pizza.
That's legit. That is legit. If he had said that, right. I'd be like, all right.
I understand.
So he said, yeah. Spazzway's calls to police complaining of assaults on him and his girlfriend were heard in a trial where he denied having an offensive weapon but was convicted by magistrates. Trouble erupted again after another man kicked in Spazzway's door while he was out. Spazzway, who was on bail, reacted angrily and headed to Beaumont Street. He was looking for some smoke. He wielded a knife in a melee where shouting and screaming was heard, but there was no evidence he caused injuries with it. Mr. Mitchell,
this guy has a whole Dungeons and Dragons like arsenal, like a melee. He rolled some dice for initiative. What the hell?
He's like, give me my boots of cunning. I'm going out to Beaumont Street. Mr. Spazwick got some retribution in kind. It would appear he was found unconscious by a street warden. This motherfucker did all this and got knocked out. That is the funniest part. How you show up to a sword fight and still get knocked out?
This is not in the States, a street warden.
Right.
Maybe somebody had some nunchucks.
Yeah. He wasn't ready for that one.
He didn't see that coming.
I thought it was the swords. I thought I was going to be fighting Leonardo, not Michelangelo. The only person that was assaulted was me, he said to the judge. Nobody else had been hurt except me. So he got his ass whooped and he going to jail. These were his fifth and sixth weapon convictions, with 117 offenses on his records, including burglary, robbery, and violence. He was jailed for 5 years and 3 months after he admitted manslaughter in January 2014. So he didn't kill somebody.
Did you say he had 100 and some priors?
117 offenses.
Has this guy ever gotten away with anything? He can't even scratch his ass without getting arrested. Worst criminal ever.
He's really bad at crime and apparently sword fighting.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He punched Mark Huron 40 in the face at the junction of Parliament Road and Worcester Street, Gresham, Middlesbrough, in August 2013. Mr. Hearn dropped like a stone and fell to the ground, cracking his head on the pavement, knocking him unconscious, the court heard in 2014. He got up later, but he collapsed. He was taken to the hospital with a fractured skull, brain bleeding, bruising, and swelling, and he died 2 days later.
Oh, God.
It was described by T-Side. So he won the fight in 2014. Okay.
Okay.
It was described by T-Side.
By accident, because the guy hit his head on the ground, though. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, technicality, but you take your wins when you can get them when you got 117. Yeah, I guess so, yeah. He's like, listen, let me have this. I'm 117-0, okay, when it comes. The police are kicking my ass. I need one death. It was described by T-Side's then top judge Simon Bourne Arton QC as an utterly unprovoked attack. Nigel Soppit, defending in the...
What a name!
Soppit. Soppit, all of you.
Soppit right now! Yes. This is stop stupid. You're being ridiculous. Cut the crap. It said Spazwick...
Yeah, that's my clip.
Spazwick had kept out of trouble since his release in 2016. But he said trouble came to his door before both incidents last year.
First, of course, it wasn't him. It wasn't right. The fact that he's done at least 100 things to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. First, he was driven at and threatened with a handgun by people who had assaulted his ill partner in April, said Mr. Soppit. He said Spazwick went out with the sword in his waistband, not to confront anyone, but just to get food. It was never shown. It was never brandished.
He was going to cut up his own pizza. That was his plan, you know, plain and simple.
He's like, listen, guys, you do the cooking, I'll do the cutting. I know what I like, all right? In August, Spazwick went out to confront people who booted his door. He accepts brandishing a knife. He was faced with a number of protagonists and was attacked and knocked completely unconscious, added defense barrister. Mr. Soppit says Spazwick's partner since died from an alcohol-related condition. Shocking. Spazwick has been remanded in custody since October. He was now in the cell 23 hours a day, and he wanted to knuckle down to do his time. Judge Paul Watson QC said neither of the bladed weapons were used to harm anyone and came off worse in the second incident. Spazwick was jailed for 1 year.
He'll be back. Yep. He'll be right back out on the street, and next time he's coming out with like a panzer, like a tank or something.
Right. This is what happens. They don't take these sword crimes serious. They need to throw this motherfucker in jail for a long time. Yeah.
There's nothing that's like his background shows him that no matter what he does, he's going to be back out on the street. You know, maybe he needs to work on his sword skills. It sounds like people are out to get him. They say his partner died from alcohol, but like I said, it's probably the Yakuza.
Right. Who knows? I mean, this man needs, at best, he needs training. At worst, he needs to stay his ass in jail. So y'all pick one. Okay. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. Jaquetta, thank you so much for being here. We had such a great
time. Thanks for having me.
We got to get y'all on again with Katie.
Yeah.
When her laryngitis clears up, we'll be back on here. And if you have us back, I'd love to bring some penis news.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Anytime. Okay. We love talking about dicks over here. All right. We don't care. definitely check out Hey You Know It. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get podcasts. Put Hey You Know It in your search engine. You guys should be listening to it.
It's well worth it. For those of you who are new and never heard of them before, please go check that. It is a delightful show.
It is delight. Aww. That's the word I would use to describe it. Yes, delightful.
It's very
show.
Happy.
And like every week, like clockwork, like they're very diligent and they've been doing this for 10 years. Like it's so dope, man. Because you know, a lot of people we started out with, it's like, oh yeah, what are you doing with your podcast now? It's like, we don't do that anymore. So
yeah. we have you guys to thank. We call you the godparents of podcasting.
Well, right back at you. So yes. All right, y'all. And it won't be what was this, like 5 years? It won't be 5 years for the next time you be on the show. I'll be asking sooner than that. That's totally on me, guys. All right, y'all, until next time, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah. Mwah.